Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Success Saturday. You guys have made it through another work week. Congratulations. It's time to cleanse that palate. Get rid of all that negative energy that you had from last week. Don't take it on to the next week. As we know, dwelling on the past isn't going to get us anywhere positive in our future. So I like to take Saturday as a chance to just, everybody's kind of relaxing. Most of your errands are done, in the early part of the morning. And then you have Saturday afternoon where you're just chilling and thinking about, the week and the things that are going on. And then, of course, Sunday, whatever you think about today is just going to sit there and fester on your mind. So definitely like to take time and next week on a positive note. It's going to be super, super slow, so you guys are going to have to bear with me. Also, it's a crazy, crazy week, so I don't really have a co-host. Hopefully we'll get a couple of people to call in, but I'm good at talking. So I'm going to start off with the word success. A lot of people think that there's, a destination. Like if I do this certain amount or accomplish this one thing, then I'm going to be successful. And it's so beyond not true because success changes day to day. Like, something that can make you successful today might not make you successful tomorrow. That book, Who Moved My Cheese, talks about the mice who they put in a maze and they put this cheese, which would be your success. Your success would be your food and what you're eating in the same place every day. Well, then the mice are, basically trained that that's what they have to do. So every day they get dropped into the maze, they run to the same spot, they eat their cheese, they get all full, they get all fat, they get all sick, they had success, they got their prize, and then they just sat there. Well, they never even bothered to look through the rest of the maze because they knew where the cheese was after they found it. And then, the cheese was moved. After they had established a routine, they put the cheese in a different spot. Well, the unsuccessful mouse, he just sat there and waited, thinking that, somebody was going to bring that cheese to him and drop it off, and maybe that it was late or that, he was early or that it was coming. And he just sat around and waiting and got hungrier and hungrier until, he was too hungry to go look anywhere else. Because he had waited so long for his success to just come to him. And then you got the successful mouse that's like, well, cheese isn't here. Where the hell is my cheese? And he starts sniffing out everywhere looking for his cheese until he finds out that, his cheese had been moved. And so then he attains another level of success. Like he went from, having his cheese and then he didn't have his cheese anymore. And he had to find his cheese somewhere else. So the moral of the story is, like, you're always going to have to be, like, looking for your cheese. You're always going to have to be looking for success, going after success. It's not going to just come to you. You know, some things will. Some things definitely will come to you. And some people will, you know, have good karma or good blessings or, you know, good people around them. You know, we're growing up in a society now that just feels entitlement. They think that everything just needs to come to them. And I hate to see what this world's going to be like when I'm my great-grandparents' age, you know, because it's going to sit back and, like, all these kids who just didn't get taught how to work hard and do hard work are going to be the ones running our country. And it's supposed to be taking care of us when we're in a nursing home, but if we don't change something, I don't really know that any of us are going to have anybody to take care of us because these kids can't even take care of themselves. So we definitely need to focus on success and being successful with it seems that, you know, the people who aren't successful all the time, you know, the better to do it themselves, they would rather just dash who's ever, you know, accomplishing the things that they're accomplishing. And a damper on us as society, because, I mean, we already fight resistance, and we already have our own inner demons to fight, and then when the world is fighting our success, too, it's, well, they say only the strong survive, so, you know, the bullying and stuff like that is going to definitely deter a lot of people from going after the success that they want. I see it in my kids' friends, and, you know, it's an epidemic that definitely needs to be taken on and taken care of. And it all comes back to, you know, being a successful parent. And the definition of a successful parent would be, I think, honestly, one that, you know, I mean, we don't all have time. And it seems like the time that we do actually have, you know, after working 40 hours a week or whatever, we just want to relax. So then when our kids want our time, we're like, oh, my God, just go play. And, you know, I think that concept has really ruined the generation that we have. And we really need to focus on, you know, meeting the needs of our children because they are our future. And without them, this world is not going to be successful. We're pretty much a laughing stock right now here in America with, you know, the way everybody's treating each other. It's no wonder countries want to be at war with us. We're at war with ourselves. We just haven't declared it yet, pretty much, you know. Like, instead of being old school when people would, you know, there weren't very many robbers or things like that because they'd hang them. You know, people would help their neighbors. They would, if somebody got, you know, it's kind of like the way the church still does. If someone got sick or had surgery, the neighbors were bringing over dishes so that the sick person or a person who was recovering did not have to cook or even worry about where am I going to get my next meal. Like, the community took care of that, and the community raised the kids. But we have so much hate towards, you know, the Jones effect and people wanting to be better than the person next to them, and instead of working for it and going after their own success, it's drawn a line between families and friends and the whole community. And it's so crazy to me that people don't understand that, you know, I mean, the big brother is basically pinning everybody against everybody. There used to be a middle class, and it's not really so much anymore because, you know, the smart ones are puppeting. They're pulling the strings of the people who aren't, and so the division's getting stronger and stronger. And until, you know, the people who feel in their heart they need to stand up for themselves but don't start doing it, then our society is pretty much doomed. I mean, I don't know, you know, that a lot of people even care what's going to happen after, you know, they're like, well, I'm not going to see that in my lifetime. Well, you know what? You have kids, you have grandkids, you have nieces, you have nephews. You're not going to see that, but what are you doing for your family? What are you doing for the legacy of your gene pool? Like, you know, sitting around doing nothing about it is not going to change anything. You have to be the change that you want to see. You have to take that first step. You have to stand up for yourself. You have to stand up for what's right. And you can be disagreeable. You can disagree without being disagreeable was one of the big quotes from last week. And it's so true that You know, like we can agree, we can disagree with what's going on, but we don't have to go out and riot over it. You negative and negative don't create a positive. You have to do three positive things in order to eliminate a negative. So if there's something negative going on, quit feeding that crap. Quit letting the media put you on to that crap to burn, let it burn you and make you do stupid things. Like, you're not a puppet. You're a person. Quit acting like a puppet. So many people just, they see something and then it gets in their head and then they just let it fester. You think for yourself. Let the things other people say and the other things that you see educate you, not control your mind. Like, you have your own mind for a reason. It was meant for thinking, for believing, for achieving, for doing great things. No one was put on this earth at all to ever be, you know, an evil individual. No one was. And if you feel that you are an evil individual, the only person that can change that is you. Again, you know, go after your own success. You feel like you're a bad person, start doing positive things. And say, you know, you're a gangster. We get it. Okay, so go, you see the old man mowed his lawn. Go help him mow his lawn. Not only is it going to help that old man, it's going to help that old man's perception of people who are like you get less of a judgment. And a lot of it comes down to being judgmental and the way society thinks of other people. All of us have good inside of us. We just have to let it out. And you can't just continue to let other people beat you down and let you think that you're less than what you are. Because if you believe in yourself, you can achieve anything that you want. And it all starts with you. It all starts with you. So it's a big step. So if you start helping, you know, the old lady's struggling to get her groceries in her grocery cart. So what, you're in a hurry. What is 30 seconds of your time to grab 5 bags of groceries, put them in the lady's trunk, walk her cart back to the little thing, and then go about your way? She's going to look at you, and she's gonna look at the way you are dressed, and she's going to try to judge you, and then she's going to realize that maybe she was wrong for judging people like you. The less judgment we have in this world, the more successful the whole world's going to be. It starts with baby steps. You know, we got to get our country back. Like, our country looks like a fucking Saturday Night Live episode, just the fucking nationwide. It's so crazy. And I need to not say the F-bomb. Sorry for anybody who's listening that has 12 ears. I probably should just keep this an R-rated show. But I wanted to be able to reach more people than just people who are looking for R-rated stuff. So I do apologize for that. But it definitely starts. It starts with you. You have to. Objects in motion stay in motion. Once you start, you're going to be addicted. You're going to become addicted to the feeling that you get from helping other people. When you realize that you're not doing things for yourself, it's not just about you, you're going to start feeling like a better person. Even though you may still do bad things and you may still, you know, see yourself as a bad person, you're at least going to start feeling better. And that's a process. You know, you can't just be better overnight. It's going to take baby steps. I see all the time people are like, I don't want to be who I am, you know. Who I am bothers me, but that's who I am. It's who you are because you're choosing to be that way. You can be in a situation and not be a victim of your situation. It all comes down to a decision, a choice. Be consciously, and some people may think that they're doing it subconsciously because they're just living their life on an autopilot, but then again, that comes down to getting up and working for what you want. Make that decision. Make that... my mouse is doing something crazy about trying to knock us off the line. You make that conscious decision that you want to better yourself. Quit complaining about the fact that you are who you are and do something to change it. There's no one in this world that can change anything for you. People can try. People can take you and go lock you up in a rehab. But as soon as you get out, if that's not what you wanted, you're going to make the same, you're going to be the same failure that you once were. You have to decide that success is as important to you as breathing is in order to become successful. It's a working process. But every decision that you make affects the rest of your life, whether it's little or big. Every single day we make decisions. You know, we make decisions on whether we're going to wake up on time or whether, you know, what we're going to wear. All those decisions, it boil down to the foundation, the building block for the rest of your life. It may sound stupid as heck, but, you know, what I wear have anything to do with it? Well, you know what? It has a lot more to do with it than what you feel that it may, because first off, if you're just running around dressed up in a pair of sweatpants and a sweatshirt, you're not going to feel as good as if you were wearing business casual. Why? Because you're going to be like in relax mode still, like you're supposed to be sitting at home on your couch. You're going to feel like less than adequate compared to the people who are wearing the business casual around you. I'm not saying that you have to wear dresses every day or that you have to wear slacks and dress shirts, but I'm saying that on the days that you do, you're going to feel a lot better inside personally than on the days that you don't. And why would you not want to feel better if it's something that simple that you have to do? And it all starts with the little things. You know, waking up and telling yourself you're a bad person is not going to make you feel like a good person, so quit doing it. Wake up and tell yourself you're going to do 3 good deeds today. Start out with 1. Work up to 3. Get to the point where you're doing 10. And I'm telling you, you're not going to look at yourself as a bad person anymore. People around you aren't going to look at you as a bad person anymore. They're going to think that, wow, this guy's made some changes in his life. And they're going to look at you as a positive person. And they're going to start pushing you to be positive. When people see that change, the people who are positive that are around you are going to start helping you be more positive. You know, the ones who are negative around you, they're cancer. Cut them out of your life. You don't need it. You don't have time for it. You're going to lose a lot of people on your route to success, a lot. There's going to be naysayers. There's going to be haters. There's going to be people who are doubting you. You know, we doubt ourselves enough. If you tell someone that you're trying to change your life for the better and they don't see that you're trying, that you're being honest about it, and they want to continue to try to pull you down, the only option you have is to cut the cancer out. You just stop talking to them for a while until you can mentally handle it. I've done that to my own family. Like for 2 years, my family didn't even know that I was alive because I was bound and determined to be something more than I was. And I mean, I've accomplished quite a lot. Have I accomplished everything I wanted? No. Have I done bad things along the way? Yes. But the key is that I've never given up. There's days that I've like slept in and days that I didn't want to get up for days in a row. And, you know, I've been there. I've been through all of that. But you have to, it's your fault. Like, it's my fault. My fault. I did not put a purpose for my day. You know, if you go to bed at the end of the night and before you do it, you write down a list of 10 things that you want to accomplish for the next day. When you try to go to stay asleep, you're going to be like, man, I got all those things I need to accomplish. But the thing is that you don't have to accomplish all 10 of them. Even if you get 3 or 4 done, it's a lot more than you would get done if you didn't write down 10. So make sure that before you go to bed, you write down, like, what do you want to accomplish the next day? Where do you want to see yourself in 5 years? Where do you want to see yourself in 10 years? How are you going to handle an emergency? Are you going to continue letting people tell you that you can't accomplish the things that you want to accomplish? Or are you going to live the life that you have? Because you only get one. If you're going to live it for other people, you might as well be a missionary. So many people blame other people for their circumstances. And in all honesty, we create our own circumstances. Every decision that we make is a direct reflection of what our tomorrow is going to bring. You didn't wake up on time. You didn't go to work. Well, guess what? You don't have a job. Whose fault is that? Your alarm clocks? No. You can blame it on your alarm clock. You can blame it on your car. If you didn't get up in time to go to work, then that's your fault. You didn't think that it was important enough to not hit the snooze button or to set your alarm so it had more than one alarm. Or to time your alarm early enough so that if there was a car problem, you could find a ride. Or to make sure that you had a social network set up to where if you needed a ride because your ride wasn't working, that you'd have a ride. Too many people just wait till the last minute. I'm at the same fault to worry about things they want to accomplish. But if you have a plan, you need a backup plan for your plan. You need a backup plan for your backup plan. If you want to be successful, I'm telling you, the big quote, you got to decide that you want success as much as you want to breathe. You know, we fight to breathe. When you're sick, how many of you go out and buy, inhale the Vicks vaporizer stuff and the rub and medicine, and you go out and you buy all this stuff just so you can breathe. You put as much effort into feeling good mentally as you do when you're sick. You're bound to have positive in your life, and positivity creates positivity. It's a snowball effect. You keep doing good things and making yourself feel good, the better you feel, the more you're going to want to do. The more you want to do, the more you're going to achieve. The better quality of life you're going to have. It's not where you are or what you did yesterday or even who you are. It's what you decide to do for tomorrow that's going to determine what your future is going to bring. Do you want to be one of these, panhandlers when you're too old to work and you get laid off from the job that told you if you stayed there for 50 years that they give you a really awesome pension, but after 30 years they decided that they paid you too much so they didn't want to keep you around anymore, so they began to find little nitpick reasons to fire you? You want to end up as a panhandler? Do you want to make sure that you have your future set? You can't let other people set your future for you. Like I said, this is the successful, smart people, they try to dominate. They're dominant people. It's not by purpose, not even by force. They have, figured out how to make people who are not be their puppets. You want to be somebody's puppet until they decide to cut the strings and you're just left laying on the floor, unable to move? Or do you want to at very least, set up some sort of savings plan to where if that does happen to you, you have an account that can at least cushion you for 6 months? And that's what they say you need to have. I mean, crap, but the way the world is now, you actually need to go down to the fishing store and get those camping supplies that are like the old military meals and have a 6-month supply of food. Who even knows if we're going to have like a nuclear war or a civil war, something that's going to, something that's going to make it to where you can't work. A lot of these factories and stuff are owned by companies overseas. If we go into a war, world war, is your company even going to still be here? Or are they going to pull out of America? There's definitely stuff to think about. I've seen companies pulling out of America already. Some big companies. Because Americans don't want to work. They think that their success has to come to them, which is completely, completely wrong. Success is not a destination. It's a journey. It's an everyday decision. You have to wake up with a purpose. You have to know what you want. You just think of it. You have to plan for it. They say that if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. None of us want to fail. Even though failing is a learning device, like you learn how not to accomplish something if you failed at it, but as long as you don't give up, you're eventually going to find your success. Too many people have one failure, and they think that they're the failure, and they quit trying. So crazy how so many people would just rather blame than take the blame. Get up and work toward your success. Relentlessly. Every day. The thoughts that you entertain in your mind are what are going to determine your life. If you're watching horror movies, if you're telling yourself you're a bad person, if you're, feeding your mind with garbage or your body even with garbage food, that's what you're going to get. You eat ding-dongs and ho-hos every day, you're probably going to end up as a diabetic. You eat healthy food every day, fresh fruit, vegetables, chicken, fish, you're probably going to have a decent physique. So many people are complaining about their weight and their food. All they eat is carbs, sugars and starches. Wonder what's wrong with you and you have not put any natural produce in your mouth. part of that on our commercials. We don't hardly ever promote anything healthy, you know? People kind of look at the local farmer with his truck on the side of the road and his fresh produce as like a homeless man. He's not. He's the reason people are healthy and alive and not obese. We don't put cheap gas in our car. Why would you put cheap food in your body? Might as well fill your gas tank up with sugar and see how that makes your car run. The same way. You have to make the decision. You have to, they say that 21 days creates a habit. So write down your goals, what you want to accomplish, what you want to do to accomplish those things, and make it a mark for 21 days to consistently wake up on time, tell yourself you're worth it, repeat your goals to yourself every day for 21 days, and look at the effect that it's going to have on your life. You know, break it down to the ridiculous. You want to quit smoking? Quit smoking for 21 days. Get one of them, make one of them ring chart things like they do when Christmas is coming for the kids. Each day, pull off another ring so you can visibly see how close you are to your goal. If you have to do that to every single goal that you have so that you know how close you are to accomplishing what you want to accomplish, take them baby steps. The point is that you have to start somewhere. Objects in motion stay in motion, but unless you take that first step, which is the hardest, you're not going to go anywhere. And if you're not going anywhere, the world is turning without you. You're technically going backwards. Think you're failing today? Keep doing what you're doing and see how far failing you have gotten yourself, you know, 6 months from now. Because it's those people who lost their job that sit on the couch and complain about they lost their job that are now getting kicked out of their house and everything else a couple months down the road because all they did was sit around and complain about how they lost their job. Getting kicked out of your house usually leads to hanging out with the wrong people. Hanging out with the wrong people usually leads to doing drugs. Doing drugs usually leads to addiction, and addiction usually leads to death. So do you want to go out and work toward your success? Or do you want to sit around and do nothing about it? I know for sure I want to get out and work towards my success. I've been doing a lot of things to work towards my success. This show is one of them. And I love the power of positivity. In order to get a positive out of a negative, though, if you look at it as the ground is negative or the ground is neutral, positive is above the ground, negative is below the ground. If you have one negative, one positive would bring you to the ground. And one positive would eliminate the negative, would cancel it out, but you'd still be underground. Another positive would bring you to the neutral, and the third positive would bring you to the positive. For every negative thought you have towards not accomplishing your goal, like for instance, you're trying to quit smoking. Your mind says, man, I really need a cigarette. You have to make that positive again because now your mind's going to be thinking about, oh, I really need a cigarette. So now you're going to tell yourself, I'm better than smoking. I deserve a good life. I will be healthy. Boom. Thoughts eliminated. Because now you're focusing on those three things, which is not smoking and everything that has nothing to do with smoking, instead of the thought of smoking. But you have to do the work. So it's not going to just come to you. Every single day you have to put in the work. No matter what happens or who sets you off, you have to also learn how to respond instead of react. That's another problem with half of society. Is they hear something and then they immediately just go out after it, whatever it is, negatively usually. Oh, that made me mad. And then you go and do three more negative things. So now you got to do 10 positive things just to get you back where you started at when you heard that message that made you mad. You cannot let things affect you like that. So many people let life affect them instead of affecting their life. Like, you can have an effective life. You have to make that decision. Again, no one can make that decision for you. When someone's trying to tell you something to better your life, remember that, hey, you are physically made with two ears and one mouth for a reason. Instead of listening to yourself, instead of telling yourself or telling them that you can't, listen to how they are telling you that you can. Because anything the mind can think up, it can achieve if it believes. I mean, years and years and years ago, they didn't ever think that we were going to have electricity. Then they came out with a home phone. It would do like an operator system. Everybody was pretty much on the same line. Now everybody has like freaking 3, 4, 5 phone lines in their house, and it's all ran through airwaves, no cords. They've even got batteries that are wirelessly charged. It's not because somebody thought of it and poof, it happened. It's because somebody thought of it and was like, I'm going to make this happen. And they worked every freaking day through failure and failure and failure and failure until they figured out how to make it happen. Nothing good in life comes easy. But usually it's worth it. Are you going to make your life worth it? That decision lays on you. Being successful is not a destination. It's a journey. It's a decision. You have to wake up every day and decide that that's what you're going to live your day for. Too funny, because I came back to my computer wondering if the page had loaded yet, because I just went into Google, typed in success. Quotes. It says here are 50 quotes to inspire you to succeed and face the failures, setbacks, and barriers. The only one that has a picture says success is a journey, not a destination. The doing is often more important than the outcome. Here's another one says success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation. Ooh, that one's kind of strong. But hey, if you have to fake it till you make it, you have to start somewhere. So they say, do the job you want, and eventually you'll have the job you want to have. The people who go above and beyond who are rewarded, not the people who do just enough to get by. It's your choice to do just what your job description is, or to be the eager beaver. I'm telling you, the eager beaver is the one who gets promoted. They're the ones who get the good vacations, the good office, the good paychecks. Do you want to settle for the job that you have? Or do you want to accomplish something better for yourself in your future? You have to be eager. Don't wait for opportunity. Create it. Work hard. Dream big. I'm reading some of these quotes off of this. If you just go to the website, google.com, and type in success quotes, there's a whole bar at the top that says inspirational, humble, positive, life, thoughtful, attitude, achievement, mindset. Struggle, deep, wisdom, determination, hard work, discipline, confidence, ambition, and I can scroll that to the right and read a whole lot more. If you're having a problem in your life, or an obstacle, rather, all you have to do is go to Google. If you can't think of 3 positive things to eliminate your negative, all you have to do is go to Google. Be fearless. It says, in the pursuit of what sets your soul on fire. The quote a couple weeks ago that was just has been stuck in my head is that people have what they have to have, but not as much as what they want to have. If you want it, set your soul on fire for it. winners are not people who never fail, but people who never give up. Your goals don't care how you feel. If you don't sacrifice for what you want becomes the sacrifice. Strong. If you don't sacrifice for what you want becomes the sacrifice. Are you going to sacrifice for, are you going to sacrifice for what you want, or are you just going to throw it out the window? Such a strong quote. Day provides its own gift. You have to get up every day. That's why they call it the present. They say yesterday is a spent check. You already cashed it in. You can't go back. Can't get anything new from yesterday. It's gone. Tomorrow's a promissory note. Who knows if they have money in that bank account? They had to write you a promissory note. They promised to pay you, hopefully, eventually. Who knows if you're going to wake up tomorrow, though? Today's the present. Get the gifts it has to offer. You can't do that if you're sitting at home. Can't do that if you're not motivated. Can't do that if you're not willing to work hard for the prize. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for the people who want to see you fail. I say all the time, my haters are my motivators, and it's not, it can't be, it's the freaking truth. It's so true. It's so crazy, but I'll find myself, you know, I'm being so successful, things are going so great, and then I'm starting to burn out because I'm working so hard, and then someone comes along and put disbelief in me or talks crap about me or says something that just lights that freaking fire in my soul again. I thank God every day for my haters. My haters are my creators. Without them, I would probably sit on my couch more often. If you can't do it for yourself, do it for the people who want to see you fail. A very, very good quote. These are words to live by. Your life is your message to the world. Make sure it's inspiring. The feeling that you get from inspiring others is indescribable. If you're in a bad spot, instead of reaching out to something that will alter your mind, alter your thinking first. Reach out and inspire someone else. And I'm telling you that by inspiring someone else, you will in turn be inspired. Do it for someone other than yourself, and it's so much more rewarding. I mean, I'm not on this radio show talking to myself to motivate myself, but I can't begin to tell you how motivated it is to get on this show and think about all the things that I have said to other people, because not only do I have your mind going and working and I'm inspiring you, but I'm being inspired by the fact that, you know, it's making me accountable every Saturday to think about my success. And I've kind of created this show because of an accountability measure. You know, if I do it for you, I have to do it for me. If I'm just doing it for me, I'm not as motivated to get up and do it. There's so many days, like I'm supposed to be going somewhere as soon as my show's over. I could have very, and I have no co-host today. I could have very easily just said, well, you know what, who cares? I'm just going to get in the shower, do my hair, get ready to go out, and screw success Saturday. But because I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for you guys, I'm going to benefit from it. Because I took the time to think about my goals today, because I took the time to talk to you guys about your goals today, because I took the time to think about success and how it's not a destination, it's a journey, because I took the time to stick to my plan, because I took the time to work hard,
because I took the time to be something positive for someone else, my life will be rewarded. You get what you get what you put in, and people get what they deserve. Now, the lyrics could not be further from the truth, or they couldn't be closer to the truth.
Karma. The law of attraction.
Let's see, what else do we have here? Your true success in life begins only when you make the commitment to become excellent at what you do. If you halfway do stuff, that's the result you're going to get back. Do you just do what you have to do to get by? Pretty sure you're not going to be the first one up for a raise. Pretty sure you're not going to be the first one up for that nice office. Pretty sure you're not even going to feel like you're worth any of that anyway, because you only halfway do what you need to do. Don't rob yourself of your own glory. Don't put yourself in the situation to only be that job title, that position. No one wants to do the same thing that they do every day for the rest of their everydays. No one wants to get up every day and live like the freaking Groundhog Day every single day. You wake up, you eat breakfast at the same time, you watch your news at the same time, you go to work at the same time. You do so many things at the same time, then when the times change, it freaks you out and you break down and you can't emotionally handle it. Oh, there's traffic on the way home? You just lost every ounce of sanity you had for your relaxation when you got off of work because of the traffic change. Don't live your life like that. Plan for the unexpected. Plan. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. You have to plan. You have to start somewhere every day. You have to make that decision to get out of bed. You don't have enough time in your day? Sleep when you die. Successful people are awake a lot more than non-successful people. You choose to not get up. You choose to sleep 10 hours. I've found that the most successful periods in my life, I only got like 4 or 5 hours of sleep. So weird. And I felt more energized than I ever had because I think because I didn't get past that groggy sleep, you know, where you go like into the groggy, dreamy, whatever sleep, I was always on go. You don't have enough hours in your day. Maybe skip your nap. I'm one to talk. I'm pretty much talking to myself on that note. So many things to get done, don't have time to get them done. Well, then maybe I should have went to bed an hour later than I did, or woke up an hour earlier than I did, or wrote a couple more things in my book that I had to get done, so I felt like I had to get up earlier than I did, or that I had to do what I had to do with more of a punctuality to get it done instead of just waking up and wandering through my day to get stuff done that I needed to get done, knowing that I wasn't going to get it all done, but that I'd get some of it done, because if I had wrote down more things to get done, I would have worked harder to get more things done, even though I knew I wouldn't get all of them done. I would have got more because there was more to work towards. There was a bigger goal. You have to set your goals big. I gotta say, if you aim for the moon, at least you land in the stars. That's true. That whole sky's the limit stuff is for the birds. We've been on the moon. How is the sky the limit when we've already broke that barrier? Do not let people limit you. Do not let them tell you that you can only accomplish so much. Because maybe that's because they can only accomplish so much. You're not bound by someone else's mental restraints. Quit letting them tie strings onto you and making you a puppet. Quit being a puppet. You were not born into the slaughterhouse of failure. Quit letting it course through your veins. It's a great book. The greatest salesman in the world, I believe it was called.
and there's like 8 scrolls, and you have to read each scroll for 30 days. I don't think I made it past the first scroll. But it's such a repetition's the mother of all learning, but it's such a commitment process to not look at that next scroll. You have to read the same one for 30 days, consecutively 30 days. If you miss a day or two, you got to start over. Read that thing for 30 days. Then you can graduate to the next scroll. Teaches you how to be persistent and consistent. Consistency is key. Can't just do it some days. Can't just wake up some days and go towards your success. Stay in the same spot. Because I'm telling you, if you don't wake up on days and go towards your success, you're going to go backwards. You have to work every day towards your success if you want to be successful. It's not a part-time job, it's a full-time job. Are you going to cut the strings off and learn to walk on your own? Put one step in front of the other? Quit living by the barriers or what's written on a piece of paper as far as what you're supposed to accomplish? You work in a factory and they want so many parts for an hour? Why are you aiming for that as your goal? Because then what happens when you reach less than that? You get written up. You should aim for twice as much as that. Not to make other people look bad, not to make yourself look good, but so that you hit your goal. Good things come to those who work their freaking tail off for it. You can sit around and be the same person you are every day, but I'm telling you, one of these days, somebody's going to cut them strings. Your little puppet man ain't going to be able to stand on his own legs. You're going to be laying on the ground. You're going to die. You're not going to know how to survive. You're doing the same thing every day. Finally, somebody pulled the feeding tube out of you. You're walking around being one of the homeless and panhandlers. I'm not saying they don't make a lot of money, but no one wants that life. They don't even want that life, but they know how to do nothing else. They've had it so long, they can't mentally process how to function normally in society. Don't put yourself there. Learn to fear regret more than failure. When we used to knock doors, we used to get rejection, so much rejection. But the numbers game is 1 out of every 10 will answer. So we learn to accept our failure. All right, I only need 8 more doors. Only 8 more no's and I'm going to get my yes. Learn to embrace failure. That's how you learn. Unless you just accept the failure for what it is and don't try again, it's a positive thing. Success is a science. If you have the conditions, you get the results. You have to get up every day and work for it, though. You have to make those conditions. Don't waste time looking for your purpose in life. Simply do what makes you feel alive. 80% of success is showing up. Here it says, 5 daily reminders. I am amazing. I can do anything. Positivity is a choice. I celebrate my individuality. I am prepared to succeed. 5 daily reminders. 1, I am amazing. 2, I can do anything. 3, positivity is a choice. 4, I celebrate my individuality. 5, I am prepared to succeed. Here's a funny quote. I'm not a Facebook status. You don't have to like me. People are not going to like you. If you start aiming to double your production hour goal, just so that you can hit your goal or be a little bit above, people aren't going to like you. Because you learn a lie, because that's going to make them work harder. But what's the problem in that?
you're going to inspire others. You know, maybe you guys can get enough products made that the company starts giving away bonuses for meeting more than your goals. What if the whole team starts just blowing numbers out of the water and the boss is like, dang, you guys did like 2 weeks' worth in a week. Why don't you take a day off paid? It's not going to happen if he has to fight you every day to meet your goal. Because you went after their goal that they had set for you and failed because you went after a number instead of a number higher than that number so that you had enough cushion in case you did fail to actually make it. Not a Facebook status. You don't have to like me. Here's another good one. I don't know the key to success, but the key to failure is trying to please everyone. If you worry about what other people think instead of about yourself, you're not going to make it very far in life. I put my whole life on hold for almost 15 years because I was worried about what other people were going to think. Don't do that. Can't get that time back. Nobody can. Can't even get a day back. There's no rewind on life. There's no start over button. But you can start today and make a brand new end in your choices. Are you going to make the choice to be successful? Are you going to make the choice to work hard? Are you going to make the choice to aim for above your goals so that at least you accomplish your goals? If you have a goal, if you have a goal, aim for twice that. Because then if you fail to aim to get to twice that number, you're going to be way closer than you would have ever been to your goal. If you really want to do something, you'll find a way. If you don't, you'll find an excuse. Could not be more true. People make time for the things that are important in their life. If you don't, excuse. My alarm clock didn't go off on time. My car broke down. Those were situations, but those are not excuses. If you want to be successful, you set more than one alarm. You make sure that you have a backup ride. You make sure that you have a backup ride for your backup ride. Because when you decide that your success is just as important as breathing, those are the things that you're going to do to become successful. You're not going to do them every once in a while. You're going to do them all the time. Remember, 21 days becomes a habit. Your thoughts become your actions. I'm trying to remember this quote. Your thoughts become your actions become your habits become your future determines your success. I don't think that was the right quote, but it sounded good, right? It's pretty close. I know the first two are right, maybe even the first three. I'll have to look that one up. Success doesn't necessarily come from breakthrough innovation, but from flawless execution. A great strategy alone won't win a game or a battle. The win comes from basic blocking and tackling. Success doesn't necessarily come from flawless execution. A great strategy alone won't win a game or a battle. Meaning, the great idea is not going to be what makes you successful. You have a flawless execution is doing it every single day. You might have a great plan, but unless you block the negative and tackle your adversity, you can have the best plan in the world. You have the best idea in the world. Unless you stop things from stopping you and go after what you want to go after relentlessly, you're just going to be mediocre. We were not born to be mediocre. We were born to be successful. Have a good week, guys.